Need to take better care of yourself. I mean, seriously, look at the storm. The snow's a fucking foot high already. Who goes outside in a blizzard like that? I know. Rich, coming from the girl who died of hypothermia. That just means I'm aware of how deadly the weather can be. One second you're fine, the next. Life is a precious gift. Never know when your time will be up. I hate to see it wasted. Everyone deserves to live a full life. Especially cute boys like you. God, I wish... What? That was... weird. He jumped when I touched his leg. Like, he saw it. He can't see me. No one can. He did it again. Now he's like looking right at me. Can you see me? Oh my God. You can see me? You can see me. Hey, wait, please don't freak out. Yes, I'm a ghost, but I'm a nice ghost. We do exist, or I do at least. I'm not gonna steal your soul or like possess you or anything, I promise. I don't even know how to do that stuff. I swear. Seriously, stop. You can't go back out there. Are you insane? You're literally gonna be dead in minutes. Like, hey, I'm holding your wrist. I'm sorry. I didn't think that'd work. You're so warm. Hey, I'm serious. You shouldn't leave. You wouldn't stand a ghost of a chance out there. Okay, see, I'm not so bad, right? An evil ghost like definitely wouldn't tell a lame joke like that. I know I look scary, but I can't help that. Personally, I think a fully goth ghost is more ironic than scary. Cool? Are you talking to me or the blizzard? Alright, I'm done with the puns, like... And thanks. I think you look cool too, cutie. Come on. You're shaking. There's not much here, but there are a few blankets on the bed in the other room. Maybe you can keep this deliciously warm. Oh, sorry, I'm still holding your wrist. Yeah, my hand's all cold and slimy. And that's the ectoplasm. It's how I connect with the world, I guess. You really don't mind it? Really? I mean, I can't imagine it feels good, but thanks. Hey, I promise I'm not trying to be creepy or anything, but can I hold on a little bit longer? You're just so warm. Yeah? Okay, follow me. Here, sit down and grab that blanket. It's got a few holes, but it's made of wool, so it should be pretty warm. I appreciate you trying to wrap me up too, but just focus on yourself. Blankets and every other mundane object do tend to phase through me, given that I'm a ghost and all. Everything before you, anyways. Oh my gosh, you look so adorable wrapped up like that. Like a fluffy sheep boy. So, why were you walking around in that blizzard? Damn, that's seriously unlucky. Honestly, you were probably better off hunkering down in your car. Frostbite can set in like 15 minutes. You're just lucky I found you out there when I did. I know an abandoned house in the mountains usually only spells danger or occult sacrifices, but it's a lifesaver for someone stuck without shelter. You'll be safe here, I promise. No, it's okay. I asked about your situation, so it's only fair you ask about mine. So a while back, I got caught up in a storm, a lot like this one. I was staying in a cabin up the mountain with a few of my friends. We had a really dumb argument about who was hogging all the space by the heater. I was so pissed off I stormed out. Right into a snowstorm. Yeah, I tried to turn around, but then I couldn't see my hands in front of my face. I didn't find this place until after. It didn't do me any good, but I figured if I could find anyone else in my position, then maybe I could show it to them. Funny, isn't it? I mean, I was so pissed about them stealing all the heat, and now I'm like perpetually cold. I mean, it's not like being cold normally, it's more like there's a void on my skin, inside me. I'm lacking all forms of heat. There's just nothing. It's just a shivering, empty nothing. Hey, no, don't cry for me. I mean, it's really sweet, but I'm long past gone. It's okay. It's okay. You moved your hand into mine. No, I don't mind. I like it. I seriously don't know how you're touching me, but your hand is, like, really, really warm. I just haven't been warm in so long. Do you mind if I lean my head on your shoulder? Yeah? Oh, wow. Oh, my head phased right through your shirt, right to your skin. I guess I can't touch your clothes, but I can touch you. Your shoulder feels so good against my cheek. Oh my gosh, you've got goosebumps all over. Are you sure this is okay? It is? Well, if it really feels that good, I could just run my other hand up your arm. My touch is a little chilly and slick, just gliding up and down your arm. You don't mind, do you? Feeling you is like electric. Wait, don't pull away. Yeah, your arm does feel better wrapped around me. It's so warm. It's been so long since I've been held. It's so. Please, can I have some more? I promise, I'm not trying to steal all your body heat or anything. I just need more. Please, can we just cuddle each other a little? I can lean my head against your chest and you can wrap me in your nice warm arms, like, yeah, just like that. Sorry, it just feels really good. I could wrap my arms around you too. That whimper. Wow. Yeah, I'm so glad you found me, honestly. I've just been so bored lately. Winter used to be my favorite season, but after all that's transpired, I'm not so sure anymore. Can go sleep. Not really. Which is sad because sleeping used to be my favorite. I can hear your heartbeat. It's a little quick, but I'm sure mine would be too. You're a cute guy. And you're sweet. Just because I'm dead doesn't mean I have to stop searching for the love of my life. You make me feel really good. Cuddling you like this. I feel so snug for the first time in forever. I feel safe. Safe enough to let my hands wander to your chest and run them up and down. This way, that way. Leaving trails of goosebumps across your pretty skin. God. Touching you is fucking incredible. It feels good for you too. And maybe I should sit in your lap so we can both feel even better. Let me just, yeah, wrap your arms, yeah, around me, high. Now, where I love you have pretty eyes. You're shivering. I don't think it's because you're cold. Is it, baby? Your lips are so hot. I need more. Yes, touch me. Run your hands all over me. My neck, my stomach, my waist. Fuck. Feeling your tongue in my mouth. Fuck, it feels so good. I'm just sucking on your tongue. Biting your lip like that. Yeah, they're so tight, aren't they, baby? They just squeeze this tight ass. My shirt does that same thing for my tits. Just enough cleavage to leave you drooling, right? No, go on. You don't want them to feel left out. Yes, baby. Yes, keep touching me. Keep warming me up. You jealous that you're only feeling me over my clothes? But I can touch you through yours. You can only feel my pants. But I can slide my hand right down and squeeze that nice cock of yours. You like how I make you shiver, don't you, baby? I feel something. Your cock is throbbing, hot, pressing against your pants. Straining to touch me. I could just slide my hands around your waist, through your pants. There we go. Feels good, right, baby? My cool, slick, slimy hand. That's it, baby. Moan for me. Your moans are so hot. That's it. Fucking twitch against your pants. Strain in your boxers for me. So needy. Your pre-cum is so hot in my hands. My fingers are literally tingling. Hot. More. Fuck. I need more. Fucking need you inside me. Right fucking now. I'm gonna lay down, okay? You can get on top of me like that. You're gonna need to keep your arms under me so I don't accidentally phase through the bed. For extra protection, I'll wrap my legs around you. Tug you really close. No, don't take anything off. Your clothes are keeping a lot of warmth close to your skin. We don't wanna let all that go to waste, do we? It's all right. We want to keep it all inside. For me. Besides, why would you want to take it off? I'll unzip my pants and move my panties to the side. Feel me? You know how slick and slimy my hand was. Now just imagine my sopping, soaking, aching, wet little fucking pussy. I'm so fucking wet. I'm so ready for you. I'm ready to get warm. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. You're so warm. You're so warm. Your dick feels so good. Baby, fuck my tight ghost pussy. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Yes, baby. Feel me squeezing through your pants. Straining against your pants on my tight, slick pussy. 2 layers of tightness. You know, making someone come in their pants has always been a fantasy of mine. But every time I had a chance, I just couldn't resist getting railed into the bed. Yes, yes, baby. Now I can have both. You wanted something like this too, haven't you? I know you have. Taking a sexy gun. Down while your hot cock is struggling to burst through your pants. Oh, baby, we don't have to choose anymore. We can have all this, and you can make me warm, and I can give you goosebumps, and you can fuck me into the fucking bed. Oh, don't hold back. Master, fuck me. Down me. Fucking break me. Really straining against your boxers now. Are you close? Do it, baby. Hold me full of your hot, sticky cum. Faster. Hard as you can. I want it all. I want it all. I need it. Harder. Harder. Fuck, baby. Please. Please. I never want to be cold again. Come on, baby. Make me warm. Make me warm. Make me warm. Come. Come for me. No, 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 okay. It's just, I never thought I'd feel warmth again. I never thought I'd feel warmth again. You have no idea how cold, how lonely it is like this. Thank you so much. Thank you. Please, can you stay where you are? I just want to stay under you in the blanket for as long as I can. Thank you. Huh? No, please, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about after the storm passes right now. I know you'll have to leave and get back to your life, but please, just let me pretend for a little bit, okay? I don't want to think about going back to... What? No. I can't just go with you. I'm dead. You have a life. You're gonna meet people. Smell flowers. Feel the sun on your skin. I'll be stuck. Like this. Maybe forever. Hey. Don't make that face. It's just how things are. I can't get hope for this. So please, stop. Don't give me hope. I mean, of course I want to go with you. Can I actually go with you? Can I please go with you? Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have no idea what this means to me. But for now, can we just lie here? Just rest, baby. Close your eyes. Relax onto me. When the wind stops and the sun finally pokes through the clouds, we can start something new. A life. I think I'm warming up to that.